thank you for this day. We thank you that we have honored our fathers and our graduates. We ask you, God, now that you speak to us, speak through us, that your word would be fall on fertile soil, take root, and go forth and bring forth the increase. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving all glory and honor to God, to Sister Dr. Rose, Sister Rose, and to deacons and deaconess, and to all of you, my brother's children. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Amen.
Amen.
If you want me to make it long and boring, I can do that too. Because y'all don't care one way or the other, you're going to leave and you get ready anyway, right? Amen. So we thank God for you. Anyhow, amen. Let us all say amen. 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 Give God the glory. This is Father's Day, and we thank God for each and every one of you who have come to share with your father. I think that song was very appropriate, because fathers who don't have or didn't have an example, we just had to go through it. Amen. To have God, hopefully God didn't let us mess up too much.
Well,
amen. So we thank God for it. Just one announcement, lest I forget it. Deacon Weatherby will be funeralized on the 21st at 10 o'clock from Bethlehem. They'll have the repast here. So let us hold up the Weatherby family in prayer as well. As well as Deacon Gaines, who had to go to the hospital yesterday. So we thank God for health and strength. We need to be mindful that when we have, as the old deacons used to pray, a reasonable portion of our health and strength, we ought to be grateful of a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Now, I just want you this morning from the book of St. Luke, Chapter 15, and a familiar passage of scripture known as the prodigal son. So this is an operating just right. Okay. Starting with the 11th verse, and I'll read it, and you can, what I don't finish, you can preach yourself. It says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. So he divided them, his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all of his together for his journey into a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, that he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish hungry? I will rise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he saw him still a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And he said, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. God's holy word, as it is written just a thought today, a lesson in fatherhood from the prodigal's dad, or the prodigal's father. Now, we all know that in the book of Luke, Luke is the chapter that's known, the 15th chapter is known as the chapter of lost things. But one thing is, I was reading over that again about the lost things in the gospel as recorded by Luke. All of them truly were lost, but the parable did not close until they were found. Amen? The lost sheep, but the owner found the sheep. And every time he found the thing that was lost that was found, that was a celebration. Amen?
Amen.
That was a celebration. The woman that lost the coin, she, even though she had to labor to find it, she finally found the coin. And when she did, she repented and celebrated with her people that what was lost was now found. So what lessons can we take now from this parable of the lost son, or the prodigal son, as it's become known? We talk a lot about the prodigal son, but there were some attributes that the father displayed that I think as fathers we ought to be well aware of. And just because these two married together, maybe that's the reason even more for us to understand that there are some lessons that can be learned from the prodigal's father. First of all, Dash, and I know this is a rough thing to do, particularly if you got girls, you have to learn to let go. Being the man in the house, say amen. Amen? Because it's hard. You know, we got to raise our sons tough and say, you need to get out. But when it comes to our daughters, amen, it's hard to let us go. That's why we came up with such terms as shotgun weddings. Right. Yeah, I may not know what that is. If you're from the South, that shotgun wedding was when you did things out of order. And Dad brought you to the altar with a shotgun. Amen? Because you done messed over your daughter, in other words. Amen? That was a shotgun wedding. Amen? And even some of us that have daughters, we may not... we may not have a shotgun, but boy, the look in our eyes will kill you.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. We got one honest person in here. Amen. And young lady, let me just say this too with you. Don't make your dad have to have a shotgun with him.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Don't lay down your dignity, hold it, and make somebody come up to your standard. Don't lower yourself to their standard. Right. Make sure that they fit your standard. Amen?
Amen?
This is a talk. I know you said you're supposed to be talking to dad, is that right? And love your dad. Amen? We may not be the best thing since light bread, but we close. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But let me rush to say that every person that brings a child into the world is not a dad or a father.
Right.
Amen. They have came up with a new term now, sperm donor. Amen. We're not talking to the sperm donors today. We're talking to the dad that's going to sacrifice those that are going to get, no, I got to let you go, but I can, one thing I can continue to do, even if I let you go, is pray. Now, it doesn't state that in the text that the prodigal's father was praying, but the one thing he did know, he knew where his son was. He kept a tab on where he was and what he was doing. And he knew that he had failed. Amen. He had failed and had used up everything that he had provided for him. And sometimes in our lives, our fathers, we got to let them hit rock bottom.
Right.
We rescue them when we can, but sometimes they got to hit rock bottom before they realize what they had. Amen?
Amen.
We give them so much. Amen?
Amen?
We give them so much that sometimes when they're at home, we don't give them a chance to grow up. Amen? We know what we would have did if we were in that place. So we try to circumvent those things from happening to them. But every now and then, we got to step back and trust what we prayed into them, what we taught into them, that God was going to intercede, for he said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart from that training. That don't mean that they're not going to have some ups and downs. Amen. Because we didn't follow all the training that we had. And most of us, a lot of us anyway, had Christian parents that were trying to raise us. And we did what we had to. We did our thing every now and then. Amen. But God kept on pulling and drawing us back to where we needed to be. So here, the prodigal son, he got what he wanted, but he lost what he had. He went down. And let me put a pin in this right quick. The scripture says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. Didn't it say that? Nowhere in no version of the Bible will you ever see where it says, honor a good day. It said, honor your father and mother, and your day may be long upon earth. I don't care what dad did or didn't do. And then I can speak from experience. My dad disowned me till I turned 18, and then he said, oh, my sons, I've had a dad in 18 years, I don't need one now. But I tell you what happened, God has a way of bringing you where you need to be. When he called me into ministry, he let me know it did not matter what my dad did or did not do, but it does matter. My blessings come from how I honor and respect him. You may not have the greatest dad in the world, but God will just say, you just honor them anyway. You can draw them to a saving knowledge by the way you honor them. So fathers, we need to step up and be as the prodigal son, for he gave me, he recognized it's time for me, I can't hold on any longer. I gotta let them try their wings. He says, so he gave him his livelihood. And just like most of us, when we got away from home, Sunday morning came, we didn't have to, nobody make us get up and get out of bed. Saturday night, nobody was at the door to make sure we got in before midnight. Amen.
Amen.
They had to sleep, and I can do my thing. I'm not under his roof no more. That was the mindset of the prodigal son. He went and out, and he just partied. What's that term? He partied hard. He partied till there was nobody else he could buy another round to. And then he got to the point he could be partied so hard, he didn't have nothing to buy another round for. And see, let me just share this as part of this message to young people. You know, you can have friends as long as you can pay to buy the next round. Amen. You have friends as long as you got gas in your car and you're willing to drive. You can have friends as long in the state of Washington as you can pass the next joint. But when you run out of funds, when you don't have any resources left, that's when you find out who your friends are. Well, I wonder why I haven't saw Jane lately. You ain't got no money. Amen. I wonder why Jim quit coming around. You ain't got no money. The scripture said he had not, that he didn't have nothing and nobody gave him anything. This boy was in sad shape. He was out feeding hogs in which he couldn't even eat a sandwich. He couldn't even have a BLT because it was against his custom. But he was out now wanting to eat what the hog would eat. Now y'all from the city, so y'all may not know what slop is. Amen. For us up in the country, we do a slop or whatever. Everything we hear about everybody else, they threw in the bucket. I don't care what it was. They threw in the bucket and then they fed that to the hog. You can say, ooh, that's where pork come from. No, but anyway, it does, but don't stop eating ribs. Pray on them and keep on going, baby. God said, without clean, let no man call unclean, alright? That's what I look at. But he got himself in a, what I'm trying to say, he got himself in a mess. Now in here, he realized, and the scripture says, he came to himself. And when he came to himself, when he came to himself, Father, we need to make sure that we have a place in the lives of our children that they know, no matter how bad they get, no matter how rugged and how much life beats them up, they have a place that they can call home. And we need to make sure that we need to, now I'm not saying lower your standards, but you need to let them know that there's a place called home. This boy said, as the scripture said, when he came to himself, he said, in my Father's house, the servants have more than enough, man. And if I can just get to my Father's house, I know that everything will be all right. But when he didn't realize that his Father was still watching and waiting, why did he say that? I said, because he said he saw him afar off. He didn't wait till he knocked on the door. He had been looking and waiting for his son, because he knew that his prayer, he knew that he was going to keep on. He would eventually come to himself. And if you get out there in the world and you're not at yourself, get come to yourself and realize.
Hallelujah.
So when he saw him coming, he was waiting. So we should never give up on our children. And when he came to himself, he didn't come. Now I'm not saying you go out there and spoil and spend all you got and then come back. But damn home, I want to come in. No, that ain't what he did. He realized his dad didn't have to do nothing for him, because he had already given him his portion of the inheritance. He was humble. Don't be so arrogant that you think that your parents have got to do for you.
Right.
Even though they have a responsibility, but you your own person. And when you walk out that door and say you've grown. Amen. Some of us parents believe in letting you know what grown is. Amen. Don't mind. I heard one preacher say, when your child think they're grown and they're ready to leave home, go out and rent them an apartment. Pay the first and the last. And tell them you get the deposit when they move out. He said, let them go in there and turn the lights on and the lights don't come on. Or let them go there and open the refrigerator and there's nothing in the refrigerator. Then they appreciate it. I tell my kids all the time, I say, I'm going to come here one day, and I'm just go through the house, turn every light on at the end of the house, walk out and leave them on. I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get whatever you got in there that I want out and eat it without respect to asking you whose it is. Because that's what y'all do at home, right? So far, I'm going to have some privileges. Right?
Amen. Amen. None of us said amen.
But Father, we need to provide a place for them and let them know, I may not like what you're doing. I may not agree with your lifestyle, but I love you. And because I love you, I'm going to continue to pour out my love unto you. That's what the prodigal dad did. When he got there, he said, bring him home. Put a ring on his finger. Put a clothes on his back. Put sandals on his feet. And you know, I looked at that. That's what God does for us. When we've been down and out, and we've been the big pit of life, and we've been not worried about what our Father thinks, he said, bring him home. I've paid the price. Let him come home. Let me put a robe on his back. Let him know in my Father's house, there are many men. Let me pick you up from where you are. I said, went out to your Father this morning that's able to save you. That when you leave this earth, you leave from an earthly home to an eternal home. Where you never can get an eviction notice. Hallelujah. Now, I told y'all wasn't going to be long. Amen. Praise God. For those of you who have never experienced the love of an earthly father, I offer to you Jesus that you may receive him into your heart. And you know, once you have him in your heart, you don't have to let anything separate you from the love of God. The Apostle Paul said, I'll let nothing, and really nobody, separate me from the love of God. You know what I like about God? Once you have him, nobody else can take it. You can share him with others, and you can still receive more and more strength from him. We invite you this morning to come and be in relationship with Christ. The first call is those who may not know Christ, never confessed him as your Lord and Savior, and you need a heavenly Father. We invite you to come. And then you may be out there that know Christ and made a confession of faith, but out of the ark of safety, not under the covering, we invite you to come. As the choir sings, we invite you to come. Surrender your life unto him. Let him have his way in your life. Will you come? One of the best gifts you can give your earthly father is him knowing that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you come this morning? Opportunity is yours, even now.